This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm looking at a tweet here from the Saints. Shout out to Stephanie for getting the final Jeopardy answer correct. I don't know when this was on, but the clue was, fittingly, this team was born on November 1st, 1966, the day the franchise was awarded. And if you don't know the answer was, who is the New Orleans Saints, then you're really out of the loop. 8:45, quarter till 9, like I said, time now to talk to Jeff Nowak, whom I follow on Twitter, and I would suggest you do too, at JEFF underscore NOWAK. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing good. My heat works. I turned it on for the first time this morning, so that's always a good day, or at least the fact that it works is a good day. It's kind of cold. I just remembered it's November, so yeah.
I used to hate that first, with the old system, the first cold front, because you can never remember if you needed to light the pilot light or not. Thankfully, with the system I have, I don't have to worry about it, but I'm glad yours is working. Tell me about working, what the Saints' schedule is going to look like with the off week and Thanksgiving and everything else. How are they going to be working?
Yeah, so they're, you know, obviously they're off this week, and I think, you know, mostly it's guys kind of resting. This is one of the more annoying weeks, I think, if you're a player who's dealing with an injury, because on a week that you'd like to maybe disappear, you are still getting treatment. You're still at the facility kind of getting that work done because, you know, those injuries don't go away because you have a bye week. So I think that's most of, you know, if there's work getting done, it's mostly that. Next week, they're going to change it. They're going to change it up a little bit because Thanksgiving is on Thursday. And because they have the bye week this week, they have some flexibility in terms of how they're going to actually get that set up. So I believe they're going to practice on Monday, basically. They're going to turn Wednesday into a Thursday, and then they're going to give the players Thursday off. There won't be a typical practice. So they're actually going to have Thanksgiving to kind of spend at home with their families, which I'm sure the players appreciate. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, you're going to get back into your normal kind of routine of a Friday practice. So, I think they probably appreciate having the bye week in week 12 so they can kind of double up on the holiday week, but that's how it's going to work.
You say they do appreciate it?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. You never know when the season starts, but I'm going to tell you what, and you talked about, you know, you can be a fan however you want last time we spoke, but I got to thinking about what you said, and really, if you think about it, I'm not trying to get anybody's false hopes up here or anything else, but it's all about when you make a run, right? And first of all, I guess you got to take a step back, and it's how deep of the hole that you're in, and when you make a run. But the Saints are getting healthy. That's an accurate statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of look at it like they've basically played three different seasons already, and they have a fourth one coming up after the bye week, right? Because, you know, if the first 2 weeks feel like they were played in some kind of alternate dimension, then you had, honestly, the first 4 weeks, because I think they played well through those first 4 weeks. They just lost two of those games. And then the next five games were just a nightmare with injuries and whatnot. You didn't have your quarterback. You fired a head coach. And then the last 2 weeks have kind of felt like a different team. Now I think if when you're going into this stretch saying, hey, we probably need to win five of these games, if not six of these final six games, yeah, having the bye week kind of going into that where you can kind of reset and kind of set the standard and say, this is what we have to do, let's do it, it's probably, you know, probably for the best. And, yeah, you know, Eric McCoy is getting healthier. You expect to have him back after the bye week. You know, a couple other guys are kind of dealing with nagging injuries that you expect to get back. So, you know, it's set up for you. If you play good football, you get rewarded for it. And, you know, one of the more difficult games on their schedule remaining is the Rams game in week 13. But, you know, last year, and I think a lot of people will look at that game and say, hey, well, we saw what happened last year. Why would anything be different this year? Well, last year, you kind of set up on the exact opposite of that rest situation, right? It was a Thursday game that you had to go out west for, and the Saints played like a team that wasn't prepared for that game. In this case, you have 2 weeks, basically, to get ready for a West Coast team that has to come face you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think if you – and I do believe that rest does matter. It's not an excuse. It makes a difference in these matchups when you have extra time to prepare versus less time to prepare. It's also a situation where the Saints now run the same offense that the Rams run effectively, so they've been practicing against it all year. The Falcons – their offensive coordinator is a Zach Robinson understudy. I'm sorry, is a Sean McVay understudy in Zach Robinson. So they've faced that offense effectively twice already, and they've played well against it. So, you know, there's reason to think that they'll perform better in that matchup than they did last year, but we'll have to wait and see. But either way, I think that if you're the Saints and you need to go win that game, and then people will start talking about you a little more seriously. But we have to wait to see.
Tim Zimmer, our resident D-gen, can look up the stats on this and determine whether or not that 4-hour, 5-hour travel does matter. But I think it really does, especially when you're talking about a long week. Any of us, you know, whenever you fly across the country, it does kind of exact a toll on you. I know these are professional athletes. Let me take a break and we come back. And look, I'm not trying to build up anybody's hopes or hype anything, but the Saints have won 2 in a row. Buccaneers have lost 4 in a row. Falcons have lost 2 in a row. If you want to talk about going in the right direction, going in the wrong direction, we'll drill down more on the Rams when we come back, too, with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Again, a quick reminder, John Olzheimer, our friend, credit expert, formerly of FICO and Equifax. He's going to spend a 9 o'clock hour with us answering any questions you have about your credit rating or your credit score, which affects how much you pay for car insurance. And a lot of other things. He'll take your questions between 9 and 10, and there are no stupid questions when it comes to this. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, I asked Tim Zimmer, our resident bookmaker, to give me the stats on numbers and teams traveling, and he gave me so many numbers I'm thoroughly confused, but apparently teams that travel from the West Coast to the East Coast have less of a chance of covering, but we're a Central Time Zones team. Anyway, let me ask you in a couple of minutes that we have left here about the state of the NFL in general, because as you look at the standings, man, they got some teams that are red hot that are kind of flying beneath the radar, and one of which is ahead of the Rams. I'm talking about the Cardinals. What are your thoughts on the NFL? The Eagles won 6 in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very competitive league this year in terms of, like, you know, you could look at the Lions as maybe a favorite. You could look at, you know, the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens. There's a lot of teams kind of battling in that middle range. Like, look at the NFC West. Like, you talk about the Cardinals. Yeah, they're 6-4. The three teams behind them, Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, they're all 5-5, right? Like, the Vikings are 8-2. The Packers are 7-3. The Commanders are the last wildcard team at 7-4. So, I mean, that's why it's a strange year to be 4-7, because it seems like every team in the league is hovering around 500. So what that means is, okay, it's going to be tough to move up the standings, but it also means they're all six teams in front of the Saints remaining are beatable, right? And you look at a team like the Packers, like, yeah, it's a good team, but it's not a great team. I just watched them have to block a field goal to beat the Bears, who are the last-place team in that division, but they're the last-place team at 4-6, which is technically a better record than the Saints have right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's the NFL wants parity, and they've got it. My only issue is I think you've got it because of, A, injuries, and that really levels the playing field for a lot of teams, because when you look at, okay, the Rams are 5-5, they're 4-1 since they got their players back. So the NFL has to figure out this injury problem, and then it's just quality of play. Like, I don't think you're seeing a ton of quality football in the first half of the season this year. I don't think you saw it last year. I don't think you've seen it in the last several years. Like, you don't really know who the good teams are until you get to the second half of the season, because that's when it seems like teams are finally playing good football. So I don't know. I think the NFL has to figure out its preparation schedule. I think it needs to come to terms with that, because I think those are all – that's related to injuries. It's related to poor quality play. It's related to ugly hits that lead to injuries. So I think that's where you are as a league.
Real quick. Two best teams in the NFL right now. AFC?
Ravens.
NFC. Really?
Lions. Yeah.
Ravens. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Nowak. Pleasure as always. Follow Jeff online at Jeff_Nowak. I forgot to ask him what he's doing on the off week. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. John Alzheimer, credit expert.